Regulations to prevent sex trafficking for bodywork and bodywork studios in Sechelt was given first, second and third readings at the September 7 District of Sechelt Council meeting. The intention of the changes is to make it more difficult for businesses to set up in Sechelt with the intention of starting up sex trafficking operations, although Deputy Corporate Officer Carrie Ann Paulson said in her presentation that, from talking to our local RCMP, we don't currently have any serious issues with that. However, the intention is to implement regulatory regulations prior to something like that coming here. The report in the agenda notes the RCMP were in agreement that the proposed bylaw amendment includes critical regulations that have been proven effective in deterring sex traffickers from setting up shops in other municipalities. The draft of the proposed amendment to the business bylaw was brought forward at the August 3 council meeting, where council members expressed concern about the restrictions of some of the recommendations. Staff addressed council's comments by revising the amendment to allowing a person under 19 to attend the business in the company of a parent, changing the requirement for fully covering garments, and reworking the window and lighting requirements. The amendment also includes requirements that the municipal license inspector has access to staff information and floor plans, as well as regulations on visibility, staff clothing, signage, and hours of operation. In response to the adjustments, Councillor Matt McLean expressed his support and said, "I think this addresses a lot of the concerns that I had this time and it takes away some of that heavy-handed approach. So it makes this a very feasible bylaw that should potentially benefit the community."